Oh, how I wish a perfect heart would make me into a perfect person. A perfect heart is a heart that loves God supremely and loves others sincerely. But it just doesn't always work out for me to be that flawless person that I would like to be. Still, things wrong with me. I wish it was different. I mean, I don't follow the sins of the flesh anymore, but God still reminds me that there's still plenty of work to do within my soul. And sometimes I don't treat others with perfect love. I would like to say I always do what I know to be right. Sometimes I don't, just because of fear or some other kinds of things. And God says to the one that knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. And so I have to say my life isn't perfect, but I do love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God is producing in my life good fruit. I have to say that and give God the glory. But there is this. I always need God's grace. I always need that. Paul gave this lament one time about a weakness that he had. Some say it was his health, his eyes. Others say it was some sort of temptation or something like that. We don't really know, but there was something that was bothering him that was not right, and he called it a weakness. Let's read about it. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, beginning with the first verse. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above what he sees me to be, or that he hears of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I asked the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's an amazing statement, isn't it? When I am weak, then I am strong. You see, we always have to realize our inherent weakness because of our humanity. It is the Spirit of God that produces anything that could be called good within our spirit. A good heart is produced by the good work of the Holy Spirit within us. And we still have weaknesses, we still have infirmities that we need to hand to Jesus Christ every day, that he may help us. For when we are weak, then the Spirit is strong within us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your discipline in my life. I thank you, O Lord, that it is your work that produces anything that might be called good in my life. It is you, O Lord, and not me. Help me, O Lord, always to remember that, and remind me of my weaknesses, and help me in my weaknesses, and be perfect where I'm weak, just as Paul prayed, be strong in my weakness, I pray. O Lord God, amen.